Recently, I have found myself avoiding the news. The world news is full of reporting about war-torn countries, conflict zones, mass shootings, climate crisis, and impending famines. The weather has wreaked havoc across the United States and the globe, leaving entire communities devastated. And then there is all the reporting on politics and the upcoming presidential election. The current U.S. political playbook seems to be tear down your opponent by any means necessary. Visions for the future or meaningful plans for dealing with the challenges that we ordinary citizens face are sorely lacking in our current political discourse. The idea that our government is to work for the common good of all its citizens seems to have been replaced by this overwhelming desire for power, for control. The language that's being used by many of our politicians and their followers has continued to become more extreme, violent, and dehumanizing. And then a week ago Saturday, there was an assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. I don't know about you, but it feels to me like there's just so much anxiety, fear, and anger spewing forth in every direction. Sometimes it feels like our hair's on fire when we're running out of the building. Holding on to an optimistic view of the world is difficult, much less holding out hope for the future. There are so many dividing lines, it's hard to keep track of them. It seems there's little good news to cling to. With all of that in mind, the message of the letter to the Ephesians is very timely. Remember, this letter was written to folks who weren't Jewish, that had come to believe in Jesus Christ. But what is written is relevant for both groups, for those near, the Jewish people, and those far off, the Gentiles. They're all brought together, and there's a word there for both of those groups. I've just been wondering what it is about our human nature that causes us to find a need to label each other, to sort ourselves into false binaries and narratives. Why do we need to sort ourselves out as either us or them? No matter whether you consider yourself part of the inside group or the outside group, the right group or the wrong group, this text is for you. Jesus is addressing those who are far off and those who are near. So no matter which camp you find yourself in, these words are for you. Unlike humankind, Christ does not discriminate between the two groups of people. Christ is peace for both groups, creating unity. Those who are near and those who are far, they come together and they become something new in Christ. Both groups are recipients of Christ's proclamation of peace. Both groups are reconciled to God in one body. Each of these groups has different customs, traditions, perspectives. Neither group gives up its identity, but all have a new identity as God's beloved children. Unity between the two groups comes about because of their shared identity in Christ. The Jew and the Gentile, they had little common ground to stand on, but now that they all have a new identity as God's beloveds, there's this common space. They have a place to begin. Christ sought to reconcile all people to God and each other. Christ is peace for all people, no matter how the world labels or seeks to divide them. Now, each of us, we have overlapping identities. Parent, child, sibling, employee, business owner, volunteer, Republican, Democrat, independent, the list goes on. And all of us claim various identities and are labeled by various things. To state the obvious, we don't always agree. And often we don't always understand those that we disagree with. But when we strictly separate ourselves and refuse to speak respectfully or to listen from a posture of curiosity, with a desire to truly understand each other, divisions continue to be deepened. Our relationships become strained and broken. Now, while we may feel fearful, anxious, angry about what the future might bring, in the first century, people lived in difficult and fearful times too. The Romans had taken over their land. Injustice was everywhere. Their future was uncertain. Poverty was always a possibility, as was hunger and illness and death. Finding peace in the midst of worldly circumstances, whether today or long ago, seems impossible. When our lives are focused on our feelings of anxiety, fear, and anger, rather than on Jesus, we struggle to find any sense of peace, and we get locked into this ongoing cycle of anxiety, fear, anger. It doesn't bear fruit. When we bring our cares and worries to Jesus, when we center our lives on Jesus, that's when we will find peace. Now, that doesn't mean that our lives are instantly going to become perfect, but we will find peace when we bring all of our things, our lives, and put them before Jesus. Ephesians reminds us that our primary identity is as God's beloved children. Our common ground is found in our identities as God's beloved. Our worldly identities are secondary to our identity as God's people. Christ seeks to reconcile all people to God and to each other. Christ is peace for all of us. Thankfully, as followers of Christ, we don't depend on the world for our good news. No, as followers of Christ, our good news is that God has adopted us and given us new identities as God's beloved children. We've been reconciled to God in Christ through the Holy Spirit, and as God's beloved children, we are called to participate in Christ's ministry of reconciliation. We are called to participate in Christ's ministry of reconciliation. We are to reconcile even with those we disagree with and to be agents of reconciliation in the world. Those of us who are sitting here today and those who are watching online certainly do not agree on everything. However, we are called to lean into divine love and let our hearts be transformed so that we have the strength and the courage to make every attempt to repair any breach in our relationships. As God's people, we are heirs to the kingdom of God, a kingdom of peace and love, as revealed to us in Christ's life through the work of the Holy Spirit. When the news of this world threatens to leave you hopeless, remember that Christ is our peace and has made all of us into one. Christ breaks down dividing walls and heals the hostility that exists between us. This is our good news. Remember to bring your worries, your anxiety, your fear, your anger to Christ to find the kind of peace that the world simply cannot give. Focus on Christ and live in the hope of God's coming kingdom. I'm going to go off the teleprompter here. Even though we do not disagree, there is no reason that we cannot sit together in this church as God's beloved children. That is our primary identity. So we need to act with grace and with respect and listen with curiosity, with the intent of getting greater understanding. So let us pray for the Holy Spirit to give us strength and courage to stand in the gap created by the world and live into our call to be Christ's agents of reconciliation in the world. Amen.